Antidepressants that people take are building up in the brains of fish like walleye, bass, and perch in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers studied fish from the Niagara River. It connects Lakes Erie and Ontario. Diana Aga is an author of a study on this. She's a professor of chemistry at the University of Buffalo College of Arts and Sciences, and she joins me now by Skype. Hello.
Hi.
Researchers have known that a lot of the drugs that we take end up in wastewater. How are antidepressants getting into fish brains?
Well, we have a couple of theory. One is just accumulation because they are a little bit hydrophobic, which means they don't like water, so they like fat. So brain has a lot of fat, so like dissolves like. So that's one theory, that they are accumulating in brain because it's a fatty tissue. The other theory we have is it's getting there by receptors, the way these antidepressants work on people's brain, that there are receptors that targets the brain itself.
So the drugs are coming from people. We excrete them. They go into the wastewater treatment plants, but the plants are not designed to filter them out. How do the fish then take the drugs in?
So as they are swimming in the water is constantly receiving effluents from wastewater treatment plants. So there's a constant input. And so therefore, through the gills, they accumulate this more so than from eating little fish. It's also another mechanism. The more important route on how they get into the fish is through being exposed in the water through their gills.
What kinds of levels of these antidepressants are you seeing in the brains of these fish?
Enough to affect some of these fish, because there has actually been some laboratory studies that purposely expose some fish with the active ingredients. And the amounts that we're detecting in the Niagara River are as high as, let's say, 500 nanograms per liter. And then it accumulates in the brain, which kind of make it 10 times or 100 times higher. So it's much higher than in water.
In the fish brains that you, when you studied them.
In the fish brains, yeah, in the fish brains.
Do you know whether these drugs can affect fish behavior?
Yeah, in various ways. Some of them, they could affect their feeding behavior, because some of them could actually decrease the serotonin levels in fish, which decreases their ability to capture prey. Some of them also might make them swim towards light. There has been some study where when the fish are exposed to these active ingredients, they tend to swim towards light, which could mean that they might not be able to recognize predators. So that could affect fish population and biodiversity, depending on how sensitive the fish are, because they might behave, every species might behave, it might be affected differently by these chemicals.
Are there any human health risks that you know of at this point for people who are eating these fish that are exposed to these mixtures of chemicals?
Yeah. Thankfully, I don't think so. The levels are low enough to affect humans. And also, most of the time, humans, the consumers, don't really eat liver or brain or gonads. So we tend to remove all those. And then, so the levels in the mussels, the edible mussels, is very low. So in terms of human effects, I don't think we should be concerned at this time.
Diana Aga is a professor of chemistry at the University of Buffalo College of Arts and Sciences. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.